सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
So in our earlier class we have seen that Brahmaji manifested from the navel of Paramatma. And when he came, he saw all around, he could see nothing. He wanted to know the cause, the source of his manifestation. So he went inside that stem of that lotus, tried for many, many years, but could not reach the substratum, the cause of his manifestation. Came back, then he sat in meditation for 1,000 Divya years, which is 360,000 human years, and he saw Paramatma. In Samadhi, he saw the Paramatma. Thereafter, now he is preaching, he is offering his hymns, stuti, he is doing the stuti vandana of that Paramatma. First he says, it took long time, dirghakal, in the meditation to see that Paramatma. Number one, if Brahmaji takes 360,000 human years, we can think of how much time we will take. His mind is pure, our mind is not pure. We have to purify our mind. Then we sit in the dhyana and we will get it. So, dirghkal upasana. So, and he says it is a common deficiency in the jiva. Jiva cannot reach there. It's a common factor. Out of the total world population, how many jnanis are there? Those who have reached there? Very few. It's a common deficiency of all embodied beings. They cannot reach or recognize the true nature of the Lord. And what is this whole creation? The whole creation is the disturbance of the guna. What is guna? Guna is maya, sattva, rajas, tamas. Before the creation, it was in equilibrium state. There was no disturbance. But when the karma fall, the fruit of action of our karma fructifies, the disturbance happens in that sattva, rajas and tamas. And the whole creation, according to our karma fall, Lord creates. It's not the karma fall of human beings, karma fall of all beings. So he creates the whole universe according to the requirement of all the jiva, he creates. Then Brahmaji says that your this form is the form of consciousness. You see, the body of the devatas is not the body like we have got, like made of pancha mahabhut. It is called divya sarira. It's not made of pancha mahabhut. So Brahma is saying that your this rupa is the expression of consciousness and it is devoid of ignorance. There is no ajnana. We are all agyanis. All jivas are agyanis. Why all jivas are agyani? How can you prove that all jivas are agyani? We don't know our true nature. Since we are agyani, we are born. The first thing is that if we are born, that means we are all gyanis. We are all agyanis. If you become gyani in this life, what will happen? No more birth. Since we were not gyani in our previous life, therefore, this birth. So there is no ignorance in it. And he said, you are the first avatar, first incarnation. And you are the seed for all the incarnations to come. That Paramatma has taken a roop. He is Nirgun Nirakar, but now he has taken a Sakar roop, a Sagun Sakar roop. That roop is not made of five great elements. He said, you are the first incarnation, first Paramatma, and from that, all other avatar will start coming. So you are seed of all avatars. And I also have manifested from you. From the Paramatma's Nabhi, Kamal, I have also manifested. Now he further says in verse number 3, that you are, there is nobody higher than you. Nobody higher means, that means you are kasta, you are paragati. Kasta means the limit. There is nothing higher than you. You are param atma. Don't ask for param param atma. Who is the source of that paramatma? He says, you are the limit. That is the kasta and that is the gati. That is our goal. The goal of all beings, all human beings, is to know it. And what is that? It's our my true nature. So from the standpoint of consciousness, there is no difference between any jiva, Ishvara, and Brahman. Simple way. There is no difference between jiva, sagun brahma and nirgun brahma from the standpoint of consciousness. Consciousness in me, the consciousness is Lord Rama or Krishna or Kali or Lakshmi or the Saraswati, and the consciousness of the nirgun brahma is one and same. Therefore, I am Brahman. Do you have any objection in accepting it? Not with upadhi, not with this body. We have got two things. One is the Atman, another is the Anatman body. With body we are different from Ishwar, we are different from the Brahman also. Brahman has got no body and the body of the Ishwar is Dibya Sarir. It's different. So difference between me, Ishwar and the Brahman is that because of upadhi. Upadhi means body, because of the conditioning. From the standpoint of Atma, one and same. And he said, you are constituted of pure bliss. Earlier, in the earlier verse it was said, it is your consciousness, chetan. Now he is saying you are bliss, ananda swarup also you are, and you are unobstructed brilliance. It's a self-effulgent, that Atman is explaining the nature of the Atman. And you are creator of all. You are creator of all. That Paramatma is the creator of all. And we also saw that that Paramatma is Abhinna Nimitta Vivarta Upadan Karan. Do you remember this word? The last session we discussed. Abhinna, not different. Vivarta, without any change. Nimitta, even the efficient cause. upadan, material cause of this world. You have become this whole world. You are the material cause and the efficient cause. For making anything, you need two things, if not three. One thing, you need the material, like a potter needs clay to make pot. Then the potter is the intelligent cause. He knows how to make it. Technical know-how, the potter knows. And the potter needs a wheel also to make the pot. That is the instrumental cause. So for any creation, we need three things. One is the material. Other is, you can say, the intelligence, technical know-how. And the third is the instruments. So this Paramatma is instrument also. He is the material cause also. And he has got the technical knowledge also. Abhinna nimit upadan karan. But this whole world has come without any change in that substratum, in the Brahma. Paramatma has not changed. Then what is this srishti? If the Brahman or the Paramatma has not changed and we see the whole creation, then it is an appearance only. It is not really there. How do you explain? We explain all the ornament are nothing but gold in different shape. What is ornament? It is a naam roop, that's all. It is a form, and for transactional purpose we have given a name. So naam roop is false. Naam roop is false. How will you prove that naam roop is false? Take out the gold from that ornament. Can you show that roop and naam? You can't show. Take out all the threads from this shirt. Can you show the shirt? You can't show. So naam roop is false. Naam roop is an appearance on that. That's all. Then he says, further he says, what I am seeing now is the same roop which I saw in my meditation. Another thing he clarified. Whatever I saw in my dhyan, in my meditation, the roop which I saw is the same roop I am seeing now you face to face. So when I was in the meditation, it was not an imagination of my mind. I really saw the same form in that meditation.
But the people disregard. Why they disregard? That one which is chetan.
That Chetan Swaroop.
That Chetan Swaroop is with me. But still people disregard.
Why the people disregard? Because they all are engaged in object, emotions and thought. They all are engaged in the senses and sense objects. They are reveling there. You cannot get both things at a time. If we are reveling in the anatma, that means we are not with the atma. If we are reveling in the atma, we are not in anatma. If you say, no, I want both anatma, so atma also, it will never happen. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, if the atma is one boat, anatma is another boat, so putting two legs on the two boats, you can never reach your destination. You see how the Mahatmas, they explain the simple things. Riding on two boats, you can never reach your destination. So this much we saw in our last session. Now he further says in verse number 5.
Ye tu tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandham jigranti karna vivare shruti vatanitam bhaktya grihita charana paraya chatesham na paishinata hridayambaruhat swapumsam.
Ye tu tvadiya charana ambuja kosa gandha. One whosoever may be, who smells what? Tvadiya charana, your feet, ambuja, that charana is compared to the lotus. One who smells the fragrance of your feet, gandha, jigranti, how? Karnai vivarai is not smelling by nose. It is hearing. Vivarai srutivatanitam. What is that gandha? What is that smell? Sruti vatanite. Sruti means Vedas, Ved, Vedanga, Gita, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra, whatever they say. Shruti vat, whatever they say, when we hear, that is, he is saying poetically, that jigranti, then what happens after that? Bhaktya grihit charna parayat chatesam naupesi nathridya munja rahut punsam. They hold on to your feet by devotion and you stay in the heart of those devotees. You don't leave devotees. How they hold on? By the cord of bhakti. By the cord of bhakti, the Lord will reside in our heart. To get that bhakti is the most difficult part. Lord is ready to give you moksha also. Lord is ready to give you anything of the world also. But Shuddha bhakti, it is really very, very difficult to get because Lord becomes your servant. In that parabhakti, Lord becomes your servant. So that is very, very difficult to get. But if you happen to see Lord, now Brahmaji is seeing Lord, na? What will happen? It is said, mama darsana phal param anupa jeeva pava nij sahaj sarupa. In Ramayana it is said, if you get my darshan, there is one way of reaching the goal by the bhakti mark, another way is you can reach by the jnana mark. When Savari got the darshan of Ramji, then Ramji said, you know, what is the fruit of getting my darshan? He say, mama darshan phala param anupa. His fruit is param. It is supreme. It is wonderful. And what is that? Jeeva pava nij sahaj sarupa. Jeeva, he comes to know his own swarup, darshan. That means you get the knowledge. By jnana mark, you are knowing your true nature. And after knowing your true nature, you are that Atman, you are Brahman. Then a bhakti comes that, oh, oh, he is the Lord. He is superior to me. Bhakti comes. By bhakti mark, you come to know the knowledge. So bhakti, parabhakti, and the knowledge is one and same thing. In knowledge, it requires some qualification. But in the bhakti, no qualification in that. Anybody can start from any time. But knowledge, you need to have some qualification. Then it will happen. So once you get the Lord in your heart, after that there is no fear that the Lord will go away from here because he is bound by the cord of devotion. He will stay with you. So what will he do inside? Will he sit idle? What will he do? He will cleanse our heart. He will purify your heart. Now that heart becomes ready to get the knowledge. And what is the knowledge? Tattvamasi, you are that. Only one sentence is needed. You are that. And the knowledge happens.
Tavat bhayam dravina geha suhit nimittam shokas priha paribhavo vipulas chalobha tavan mamittasad avagrahati mulam yavannatengriya bhayam pravinita lokaha.
Take the fourth line first. Yavat na te grim abhayam pravinita loka. So long you do not take shelter in the abhayapad. What is that abhayapad? Non-dual, the Brahman. So long you don't take shelter in Brahman. What is shelter? What is saran? Suppose it is raining. So what we do? We take a shelter. Either under the umbrella or in India, you can go to any building. You can enter and take shelter. Here you can't take. You can't enter anybody's house or anybody's office. So there you take the shelter. You are protected. It says, unless you take shelter of the Lord, of that Abhayapada, what will happen? Tabat bhayam. So long you don't take shelter in the Lord, what will happen? Tavat bhayam. Fear will be there. Only one thing can give you that state, abhayapad, is your own true nature. How it is abhayapad? Why the bhaya comes? Why the fear comes? When there are two or more things, then the dvaita comes. Fear comes. How many Brahmans are there? One. Non-dual. Can there be any fear there? No fear. Abhayapad. So moment you take shelter under that abhayapad, tavad bhayam, fear will be there. Fear of what? Dravinam. Dravinam means wealth. Geha. Geha means, these are all the source of sorrows. Wealth. Geha, your home. Suhrita, Suhrita, your friends. Nimittam, what they give you? They are the cause. Giving you soka, sorrow. So whenever the sorrow comes, you will find these things there. Wealth. Wealth gone. All of a sudden, share market crashed. Soka. Ayana. Spriha, craving, more and more craving, desires are there, soak will come. Why desires, if the desires are there, soak will come? Why so? Because demand is more, supply is less. We all want to become trillion dollar we want. Anybody here not desiring trillion dollar? Everybody wants. But that much money is not there in the bank. If each and every citizen of the US wants a trillion dollar, they have got a debt of $18 trillion. Only 18. Can you think of that? Because there is a mismatch in the demand and supply. So therefore, there will be always a sorrow. I have got a desire, it is not fulfilled. What will happen? Will I be happy? No, sorrowful. Sokaha, spriha, paribhava, there will be humiliation. And vipulascha lobha, the greed will come. Vipula, lobha. Suppose once you are so fortunate that you got a lottery, you bought a ticket and you got a lottery. After the rest of the life again you will be buying lottery tickets. Why? Lobha. Ek bar mila hai. Ho sakta hai phir milega. Continuously you will go on buying it. Lobha. Tavan. What is the source of the tabat mametyas asadgraha artimulam? You are thinking these are all mama. This is my griha, my friend, my wealth. This my is the poison in this. The moment you say my, sorrow is going to come. How will you prove it? Sorrow will come. Because all these three things, dravina, wealth, geha, house, suhrit, all are anatma vastu. And all anatma vastu are temporary, perishing, changing. So when they perish, will they give you sukh or dukh? If they give you dukh, therefore the whole world is changing, perishing, and destroying every moment. So will that give me sukh or dukkha? So whole world, Lord says, it is dukkhale. It will give us sorrow ultimately. When we get wealth, we think it is sukh. And we are depositing in certain investments in certain banks. In India we put it in fixed deposit in the bank. Suppose what happens if the bank goes into liquidation? Whatever we deposit, what is the function of the bank? It takes deposit from few people and give it to
somebody else.
He gives you 10% and he charges 15% there. This 5% is the margin of the bank. If that become bad debts, if they are not repaying, who will be losing? All the investors. Since these are all anatma vastu, they will give you sorrow only. And what is the root cause? Is the minus. When the mama is there, aham is also there. Whenever mama is there, aham is also there. It is here it is said only mama. Asad graha. Asad. What is asad? Vasna, BMI, PFT, OIT is all asad. What is sat? Om is sat. Sat means what? We stage in 3 periods of some time. Always there. Because we are holding on to the asad, we get all these things. So this will continue so long we don't take refuge or shelter under Lord. So long you don't come to the Lord, you will suffer. Simple meaning. What is this shelter? What is this shelter? Does that mean Lord is here in the Chinmay Mission, so we all should come and stay here? Is it that shelter? No. What is shelter? Shelter is, you have to come to the satsang for Sravan, you have to be in the company of devotees for Kirtan, and if you are alone, you have to do Smaran. This is shelter. There is no such structure. Whenever you are inflicted with the sorrow and all, you come running to the temple and stay there. You will get, no. Taking shelter means remaining in satsang. Satsang means what? Where we discuss about sat. Where there is a swami or a achar discussing about the sat, it is satsang. Suppose there is no acharya, no sat. Swamiji is there. then what you should do? No satsang then? No? Then still you assemble and do the kirtan, swadhyay, study classes. Suppose it's not possible that everybody should be sitting the whole 24 hours. Can you get the company of all? No. You can come together for 1 hour, that's all. Otherwise, I am alone at home. What should I do? Smaranam. Think about the Lord. You note down, if you are not in satsang, then you are in dussang. If you are not in satsang, it means you are in. If you are not here, you are here. As getting associated with the anatma is dussanga. Why it is dussanga? Because it takes me away from my Lord. Where is OIT? Outside. Where is Atman? Inside. So if I am reveling in the world, I am away from the simple mathematics here. If I am reveling in the world, I am away from the Lord. If I am reveling in the Lord, I am away from. Therefore, if you are in satsang, you are away from dussang. If you are in dussang, you are away from satsang. And without satsang, the bhakti will never start. The first step is satsang. In Ramayana also, in Bhagavad Gita also, in Upanishad also, Bhaj Govindam also, everywhere they start with satsang. Because in satsang only you will come to know about the sat, about that Atman. And that is all our experience. When we go out in the society, do they talk about Atman? They talk about sari, they talk about your parties. Dussang, all dussang.
Daivena te hata diyo bhavata prasangat sarva shubha upashamanad vimukhendriyaye kurvanti kama sukhalesha lavaya dina lobha vibhuta manaso akushala nishashvat.
Daivena te hata diyo bhavata prasangat sarva asubha upashamana vimukhendriyaye. Daivena, the devatas, the destiny, your luck. What is it done? It says, hatadhiya, it is stricken by the devata, prasangat. Prasangat means satsang or the Bhagavad Katha, or you are in studying the scripture or the shastra. And these things, they have got the power to sarva asubha upasamana. Sarva asubha. Asubha means all inauspicious things which we are experiencing, all the sorrows which we are experiencing, upasamana. It will remove. That power, that satsang or the scriptures or the Bhagavad Katha has got that power to remove all the sorrows of the world. But vimukhendriyaye, vimukha, one word is called sanmukha, another is vimukha. What is sanmukha? When you are standing in front of the Lord, you are sanmukha. When you are reveling in the world, you are Bimukha. So we are sanmukha or bimukha? we all accept we are Bhimukha. Bhimukha. In satsang, you are Sanmukha. Otherwise, when you are reveling in the world, you are Bhimukha. Bhimukha Indriya. So what you are doing, when you are Bhimukha, what you are doing? Kurvanti kama sukha lesa labaya dina. Kurvanti, you are acting in the world. For what? For sukha only. But it says their sukha is only loveless. Hey, not at all there. In Kindle life, Gurudev writes, there is no sukha in the world. In the object, emotions and thought, there is no sukha. How do you prove there is no sukha outside? Rasgulla. Laddu, rasgulla, whatever you see. We all think that the laddu or rasgulla has got sukha. If that be true, if we can measure the unit of sukha in one rasgulla or one laddu, suppose the first laddu when we eat, it gives me, say, 5 units of sukha, say. Then the second one should also give me 5, because the laddu has got 5 units of sukha. But the 50th rasgulla will give me vomiting, dukkha. Instead of sukha, it will give me dukkha. Therefore, there is no sukha in objects of the world. Number two, if really the laddu has got the sukha, then the laddu or the rasgulla should give the sukha to each and every being. But that also is not correct. Some may like laddu, others may not like laddu. You might be thinking laddu is sweet, everybody likes sweet. No. Take example of a cigarette. Some like cigarette, others don't like. Similarly, the object of the world has got no sukha at all. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it is explained that from the Brahma to Pipilika, I have told you many times, from Brahma to Pipilika, all are happy in the past, present, and future by a fragment of a drop of that nectar. Only a fragment of a drop of that nectar in which Jnani revels. Jnani revels in the Sukh Sagar, and a drop of that Sukh Sagar, a fragment of that, not the one drop, only a small portion of that drop is sufficient to give happiness from Brahmaji to the ant, past, present, and future. So we all are running after the, now you can think how much of sukha is there outside in the world. So only little bit of sukha is there. And they, in order to get that sukha from the objects of the world, we are ready to do adharma also. Sinful act also we are ready to do. We do adharma also. And sometimes we are ready to hurt others also in order to fulfill my desire. You can fulfill your desire by a dharmic way, in the righteous way, or unrighteous way. What is unrighteous way? Not following the law of the land or harming others. These are unrighteous ways. So this way we are continuously doing this thing. So the satsang, the shruti will destroy the sorrow. Why shruti will destroy the sorrow? Because all shruti, shastra will always show you the path toward the Lord. They will always show you that path. They will show you always the sattvic road. And we are all on the rajasic and tamasic path. Desire makes us rajasic, takes us out. And the Shruti and the Veda, Shastra will take us always, you go this way. Then your soul, that is guaranteed. There are only two things in this world, Atma and Anatma. Atma cannot give me sorrow. Then who is giving me sorrow? If I come to Atma, will there be any sorrow? No sorrow. Khatam. The Shruti tells you, you go this way, you will reach that Atman. So once I reach that Atman, there will not be any further sorrow. So what is giving me sorrow is my Kamya Karma and the Nisiddha Karma. Kamya Karma and the Nisiddha Karma is giving me sorrow. Kamya Karma helps us to build up the capital of Vasana. Because of our Kamya Karma, we do not know how to fulfill desires. We are increasing our Vasanas. In human birth, we are supposed to exhaust our vasana, reduce our vasanas. Not knowing how to act in the world, we are increasing our vasanas. So that is sin, that is papa. So such people, intelligence is stricken by the evil destiny. Those who are reveling in the world, their intelligence is stricken by that evil destiny. They are not able to see inside. In Ramayana it is said, Sanmukh hoye jeeva mohi jabahi, janma koti agnasahi tabahi. In Sundarkand it comes. Sanmukh hoye jeeva mohi jabahi. All jivas are bimukh, we have already seen. What is bimukh? When we are not facing the Lord. When we are not coming there, theoretically, when we are not coming to the temple, we are outside. Sanmukh means coming in front of the Lord. Deeper meaning, if you don't travel inside, that means you are outside. Tulsidas ji says, Sanmukh hoye jeev mohi jabahi, whenever you come toward this, toward me, what will happen? Janma koti agar nasahi tabhi. Janma koti. Whatever sins you have done in your crores of lives. Agha means papa, sin. Nasahi, destroyed. Tabhi. The moment you come to know that Lord, all your papas are destroyed. Do you believe? You believe? Do you know what is the science behind it? It is true. Because Brahman is a karta. We all think we are not Brahman now. We think we are jiva. I am doer, I am enjoyer. So long you are jiva, there is a doership, there is an enjoyership. And there is an account continuously going on. For your good action, bad action, there is an account. And this account continues. It's not like your bank account, if you are dead here, they close the account. Aisa nahi hai. Your karma account continues. birth after birth, it continues. So long you think you are jiva, the account continues. But in really, in essence, you are not jiva. Who are you? How you are Brahman? Because the Atman in me, the Atman in Ishwar, and the Atman in the Brahman is one and the same. And I told you in the beginning that the Nirgun Brahma has got no body, no upadhi. In the Sagun Brahma, it has got a upadhi, a conditioning. And that conditioning is Dibya Rupa. That Nirgun Brahma, since he does not have any upadhi, can he do anything without upadhi, without body? Suppose you don't have hand. Can you do anything? No. Brahman has got no head, no hand, no legs. Kuch bhi nahi hai. No mind, no intellect. He is not a doer. Since you are, Brahman is not a doer, therefore not enjoyer also. So once you come to know that you are not doer, in this life suppose you come to know now, you are not doer. Why you are not doer? Because I am Brahman. And Brahman is akarta. So can you say the Brahman is akarta today only? In the past it was karta. In the past also he was. So in the past also I was Brahman. So whatever action I have done in the past also, because I have become Brahman, so that Brahman has never done any action in the past also. So koti janma since agha pap, koti janma. Nasahi tabahi katam. Got it? Koti janpa. The moment you come to realize your true nature, all your previous karma accounts are all closed, burnt down. All those karma seeds are roasted. They will not sprout. Brahman manna hai. Okay, let's see the next verse.
Shutrit tridhatu virima muhurardhamana shitoshnavata varshaitaretaraccha kamagninachyutarusha jasudurbharena sampashyato mana urukramasidate me.
It says, sampashyato mana sidate me. Seeing the people in the world, I am very sorrowful. I shudder to see. The people are suffering. The programs, the satsang, the shastra has got the power to remove all your sorrows. But still, people don't come, don't associate, don't attend satsang. The Mahatma, the Brahmaji says, I feel sorrowful. Siddhate. Siddhanti means kaapna. Shivering. Brahmaji saying, I am shivering, seeing the state of all this jiva. They all are engaged in satisfaction of their tribal things. Tribal things. What are those things? They say, they are suffering how? Chut. Chut means the hunger. Trit means thirst. Tri dhatu is, if you go to the Ayurvedic science, they say that all the diseases are only because of three. Vat, Pitta and Kapha. Kapha is the phlegm. Vat means the air. And Pitta means?
Stomach.
Yeah. What you call Pitta is? Bile. Yeah. So it is because of the disbalance of these three, all the diseases are there. So these people are suffering because of the hunger, thirst, tridhatu brahma, mahurdayana, sitosna, and the seet and usna. Plus bath. Bath means the storms. Varsai. Varsai means the flood. Then itaretar. Itaretar achya. Itaretar mutual strife. Kamagni. Kamagni means the desire, fiery lust. And Rusa chasu durbarena. Rusa means the anger. Insatiable anger. Continuously these people are suffering, and Brahmaji is saying that I shudder to see all these people suffering. Still they don't come. Still they don't come to satsang. We in the Chinmay Mission, matha phodte hain, kaise logon ko laayen idhar. They should come. We are not charging anything for satsang. Still people don't want to come. They are suffering, and the Mahatma, they are saying, oh, ho, ho. They are so compassionate.
Yavat prithaktvam idamatmana indriyartha mayavalam bhagavato janaisha pashet tavanna samsritiraso pratisankrameta vyarthapi dukkha nivaham vahati kritartha.
Yavat prithaktvam idamatmanam indriyartha mayavalam bhagavato janaisha pashet. So long you are thinking that I am prithak, I am different from others, you will be under the cycle of janma and maran. Tavan na sansrita raso prati sankarmet. You cannot cross this cycle of birth. Na prati sankarmet. You cannot cross. So long you think that you are seeing that he or she is different from me, the cycle of birth and death will continue. How? From the standpoint of Atman, there is no difference. We have seen many times. In chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, what is the Rajasic Buddhi? Rajasic Buddhi is that when I am seeing he or she is different from me, is the Rajasic Buddhi. What is Sattvic Buddhi? Seeing oneness in all is the Sattvic Buddhi. Seeing the one Atman in each and everybody is the Sattvic Buddhi. If you are seeing that one Atman in everybody, then there will be only love. There will not be any hatred. But when you see the prithakatvena, plurality, and you identified with that plurality, then the cycle of janma maran will continue. It will continue. You cannot cross it. And this cycle of janma and mrityu is the perennial source of sorrow. It's the perennial source of sorrow. Don't think only human beings are suffering. All plants, animals, and in all forms, everybody is suffering. How can I come out of this suffering? Take the shelter of the Lord. You can come out of it. The Shastra guides you to that shelter. The shelter is available. There is more to discuss in this. There are many Upanishad declarations about it. Other examples are also there to understand well. Unless we come to the shelter, we cannot come out of this, the cycle of Janma Maran Chakra. Only way to come out of the Janma Maran Chakra, take the shelter of Shastra. Take the shelter of Shastra or the Lord, then only you will come out of it. Otherwise, there is no other way out. So we will see further about this in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.